Hi, Phil. How are you doing today?
Yeah. I'm pretty good.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I actually take care of the pricing and details for your area. And I believe that you were speaking with my representative here. Did he do a good job explaining the reason for the call?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. So let me just grab these notes here. Any questions for me, though, before we jump into the pricing as far as, like, the programming or where we do the placement?
No, I think that
pretty familiar.
I think that yeah, I think that I had you guys when I started out, and I just ended up letting it expire.
Yeah, in fact, I was just going to bring that up to you. So I'll tell you, you were with us back in 2023. That was a long time ago.
I'm listening.
You were with us for quite some time, Phil. My goodness, you had been with us since, wow, I'm looking back like 2019. You're with us for almost 4 years, it looks like.
Yeah, I think it's because I just let it kept going through. And the complaint that I had back then is I literally, because I would ask people, customers, when I use them, how they found me and, you know, what drawled them to me. And they actually said, word of mouth and Craigslist is what brought them in to me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know, I'll tell you, number one, word of mouth is always going to be one of the top ones for any business, right? Especially because when it comes to plumbing, let's be real. I'm going to want to use someone that someone's already used, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to probably trust that more. Okay. And I say that, and I'll give you an example. Like 3 years ago, I had to get all the plumbing redone in my home. Okay. I had cast iron piping. Okay. So you can imagine how old the house is. Plumbing went out. First thing I did is I started calling my family and friends. You guys know a plumber. Surprisingly, nobody knew one, which baffled me. First thing I did is I went on Google and Facebook. Plumber near me. And I called down the list. Because as you and I know, when it comes to plumbing and electrical work, that I consider the arteries of the home. You cannot go without it. Okay? It's usually urgent, right? So if anybody I talk to doesn't know a plumber, then I'm going to go to Google and I'm going to go to Facebook until I find somebody. Craigslist, I'll be honest with you, back in the day, I would say around 5 years ago, yeah, that was still popular, right? The Craigslist. But nowadays, you know, people are on their phone asking Siri, find me a plumber, or any service that they're looking for. Siri's going to pull up whatever's in the search results from Google. You have your Google business profile, and you got some great reviews on there. In fact, you're 5 stars, 5 out of 5. Good job. And then I see the Facebook page. You're listed on the BBB. I see Yelp. It's got 5-star reviews as well. Thumbtack, 5-star reviews. So, and even I see you on BuildDoom. So you have a good reputation online. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, back then I could see where maybe Craigslist and word of mouth was the most beneficial for you, right? Because, I mean, if we're talking back in 2019, you know, even up to, you know, 2023, maybe more word of mouth and maybe not so much at that time, the Craigslist. Because typically I'll tell you, I don't even use Craigslist anymore. Craigslist for me was the most popular when you were looking for like an apartment or a like you're looking for a rental or if you're looking for cars to buy. That's typically what we used Craigslist for, you know. And I mean, you could do some marketing on there, but let me tell you, I had an aunt that used to like put her catering business on Craigslist. And do you know that every time she did that, her competitors would go on there and flag her listing saying that it was inappropriate? The competitors were doing that a lot to each other. So that's why she stopped marketing on Craigslist for that specific reason. Because her competitors would go and click on it saying, like, there was a way you could flag it and say that it was inappropriate or whatever, and it would take it down. Because Craigslist wouldn't even, they wouldn't even follow up on it. You know what I mean? To investigate, is it really, like, against the regulations? So, well, how do you feel about Google marketing now? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you what I've been doing lately, and it's worked out. I pay about $500 a month for a couple of different AI engines.
Okay.
And I'll tell you a little bit about what they do. So, I've been eliminating waste. I've had it build me, the whole QuickBooks suite, right?
Okay.
For my business. So I've quit paying for QuickBooks, right?
Okay.
And then, my one app that I just got, which is, Titan, right? And it's an app for construction businesses, and it's probably about $1,000 an employee, right?
Okay.
I had that app actually build that software for me, right? Which I now use for free.
Okay.
The good part is about it is that it will literally, kind of find out what you're doing, right? And it's, the whole point of them is to build complex apps or systems for online use, right?
Okay.
And it's saved me a lot of money. And when I had you guys last time, I mean, you guys were really good as far as customer service, but I just didn't get any business, and I think you were charging me, what was the most that you were charging me? Like $1,000 or something starting off?
No. I was looking back, and it looks like you were paying $149.
Yeah.
$149.
So what you have? It was more than that when I started out.
From what I see way back, it was $149.
Yeah.
That was back in August of 2019.
Yeah.
And you were paying $149. That was for the local only package. And then after some time, then you were only paying $29 a month. And that was for the hosting of the website.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we wanted to go back to the $30 or $50 a month, that's fine. But I mean, I just didn't have any success with it before, right?
Yeah. And you know, when I'll be honest with you, with the local only package, you're not going to have much success, especially if you're targeting within a 50-mile radius. I'll be super transparent. There is something that I think would be a really, really good fit for you. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is, it's called Google Guaranteed. Basically, Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very top of the page. They have the check mark that says Google Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Okay. What that is, it is, Phil, a pay-per-lead program that Google created where the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call. Okay?
Yeah.
You're not sharing it with anyone. The requirements for that program is they want you to have at least the Google profile with 5 reviews, which you have that. Okay?
Yeah.
They do require to run a background check. They go back 7 years. They only want to make sure that you don't have any felonies. Okay?
Yeah.
And then they require one of the following. It's either the A Construction Contractors Board, the CCB license, okay, with the specific endorsement of the RGC, the RLC, or the RSC, or an Oregon Building Codes Division. It's called a BCD license.
Yeah.
Which one
do you have? Yeah, I have a trades license. I'm a plumber.
Okay. Is that considered one of those licenses? I'm not too familiar with the licensing. I'm just reading what Google says.
Yeah, it's a building codes division license. It's a specialized license.
Oh, a specialty type of license? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, it's like electrician or a plumber or heating and air conditioning, you know, because we have to go to school for what we do.
Okay, got it. Okay, so basically, yeah, because it's like, so, I mean, it gives a ton of them, right? It says the CCB with the RLC endorsement or, and it's got the Oregon Building Codes Division, the BCD license. So you have, I mean, one of those that I mentioned, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, they do want you to carry $100,000 general liability insurance, okay? They're not asking to be endorsed, right? You meet those requirements. Now, for that program, there is a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application, you fill it out, submit it, we push it through to Google to get it approved. It takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, but I'll tell you, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really, you know, depends on how quickly you respond to the background check and submit your application. Once you get approved, you know, we notify you because within 3 days we do want to activate the leads unless if you tell us otherwise. But, you know, the minimum monthly budget, you know, to activate your leads, okay, you're looking at, and I'll pull it up here for you. You're basically looking at $520. That's the minimum monthly budget. Now that will give you up to 13 leads in the month. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically your leads are, let's see here. Where'd it go? Basically your leads are $40 a lead. Okay. The kicker on it is, now let's just say someone called you, I don't know, they're calling you to put in some bathroom flooring, right? That's completely outside of your services. Google has to credit the lead back to you because it is considered unqualified. If somebody called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead that Google will have to credit back. What they do consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, or you set an appointment to go give them an estimate, then that's considered a qualified lead. In fact, Google will assign a special tracking number that is linked to your phone.
Yeah.
And they have an AI system set up that will identify what is qualified and what is not. However, Local Splash is also managing it. So now if we saw that one slip through the cracks, okay, we will dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back, okay? If you only got one lead in the month, then what is left over in that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So now what that means is the following month, you're only paying $40 because you're paying for the lead that you've received the month before because it rolls over. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And it allows you to target wherever your license and insurance covers you. If you're going on vacation, or let's just say, you know, you have a bunch of jobs, right? You can't handle more leads. What you do is you call us and you say, hey, I need you guys to shut off my leads, and we pause them. We do not turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what the city of Beaverton in Oregon did when they put in their stoplight and they got 350 tickets. They hired more people to process the tickets, right?
Okay.
So they could generate more revenue. So
interesting.
Yeah.
So they could generate that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, isn't that hilarious how they do things, right? It's like, wow.
Yep.
Oh, yep. My. I tell you. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about that program? the Google guaranteed?
Yeah, I mean, if it's guaranteed, I'm to the point now where I've dealt with so many online companies and given them my money and never seen a return on it that I'm just kind of burnt out about it, right?
I hear you. Yeah, I get it.
Because, like, on my side of things, when I give people a quote or tell them that I'm going to do something and they're going to get something back, I have to stand behind it, right?
Right.
Whether it's comfortable or not for me. So,
yeah,
if there is some kind of...
And I'll tell you, with the Google guaranteed, and I want to be super transparent with you, you know, Phil, because I don't like to be misleading on any products that we offer, right?
Yeah.
With Google guaranteed, I will say this, a lot of people are more inclined to selecting those that are part of that program because it'll show that you passed the background check, that you're basically approved, right? You're licensed, you're insured.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
People are more inclined, again, to selecting you because they see that in that profile, okay? Now, of course, I'm not going to say you're going to be the only one listed there because, I mean, honestly, there's other companies too. But at least you have more of an opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, even right now when I'm looking at Google Guaranteed, I see, like, Evergreen Plumbing and Mechanical. You know, you see Dunright Plumbing.
Them and Dunright are, like, up at the top,
Yeah. But, again, and even in, I'll say this in my own experience, okay? When I was looking for a plumber, I did not go with a bigger company.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because bigger companies are all about upsells. And I'm sure you're probably familiar with that, right? It's what can I upsell on? And I learned this when I had to get a plumber because the company that I had hired was a family-owned company and it was a younger kid that came out and gave the estimate and he told me flat out, you know what, Aideen, we got to break this concrete because your clean-outs don't combine into one. You have two separate clean-outs. And one of them was under the step, right? And I said, well, the other company told me they didn't have to break it. And he's all, of course they didn't. Because when they get to that, there is no other way around it. They have to break that step. And that's going to be another charge. And I said, interesting.
Yeah.
And that's what sold me. That is what sold me because he was straightforward. So, again, yes, there's other companies there, right, that you'll be competing with, okay? But this is not like in Angie's Leads where when you get the lead, they send it to you and they've sent it to like two or three other companies, right? This is a lead that is coming straight to you. It's a click to call. Now, if they don't hire you, I mean, we have nothing to do with what you quote. That's on you, right? But if they are not calling you for a service that you offer, then that's going to be an unqualified lead.
Yeah.
Well, do you do any drain cleaning or anything like that?
Yeah, I have like really nice machines like for leaks and snakes and stuff like that I just bought that cost quite a bit of money on the tail end of the jobs that I've had.
Yeah. Wow. So you do this all by yourself?
What?
The work. You work on your own, or do you have
like,
a couple
employees.
Oh, good.
I have a couple employees.
Oh, good. I was going to say, are you like strictly owner-operator?
yeah, I work every day, too.
Yeah, okay. I mean, how do you feel about it, though? Do you feel like this program would be beneficial for you?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I hate to pay for something again and then it just not generate any revenue for me because, like the jobs that I go after are like pretty big jobs and normally these larger companies that I'm bidding against, they make millions of dollars off of them, but where I bid them like so competitively because I'm a nobody, they hire me some of the times, right? And you know, another thing that I have going against me is that I like my employees to make good money. So I pay my guys, you know, $65 or $100 an hour, right?
Right.
So they end up making more money than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes I'm just not, I just don't have a savvy personality for business, a heartless personality for it. So.
You mean to upsell people and overcharge them?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But you know, I'm going to be honest with you though, that's not a bad thing. And I'll tell you why. Okay. Because this is why your company has lasted as long as it has.
Yeah.
Everyone knows all these companies feel, and again, I say this just because of my own experience. All these companies that are bigger companies, million-dollar companies, they are not worried about the homeowner, right?
No, they don't care at all.
No,
they don't even care about the employee.
They don't. Okay? They're all about the turnaround. How many more jobs? How many more jobs? Okay, let's get these guys out there.
Yeah.
They don't care if anyone is paying attention to the detail. They're not worried about that. Okay? They're just worried about get the job, upsell, upsell, upsell. Because basically, you and I both know, those bigger companies, their plumbers are also salesmen, right?
Yeah.
They're getting paid on every upsell that they can do on that job, right?
Yeah.
And I say this because I experienced it firsthand. Okay. The owner of the company that I ended up hiring, that guy confidently told me, we're going to knock it out in a day. I looked at him and I kind of chuckled and I said, really? Because the bigger company told me it's going to take them 3 days. He's like, honestly, he's all, I am very confident with the team that I have and we are going to get it done. I said, okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? I knew that there would be little hiccups along the way, right? Because it happens. Once you start taking apart plumbing, you know, there's unforeseen things that come up. And you know what? They got it done. They got it done. You know, they were here a little bit later than what they said, and they came back the next day to finish up just a couple little things. But, I mean, for the most part, he stuck by what he said. And knock on wood, I have not had any problems. And let me tell you, I had two other family friends that had issues with their plumbing. I'm not even joking, within that same month, and that's who I referred to them. You know what I mean? So, you know, yes, these other companies are there. They're at the top. They're spending lots of money. But you and I know if they can't get to someone who's calling them, they're going to keep calling down the list until they find a plumber, period. Okay?
Yeah.
So it is an option for you, you know. Again, it's, I will be honest, I think it's one of Google's better products. And you have the ability to pause the leads off and on when you need to. There's no limit on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't offer you the local only. The local only is not even going to be beneficial for you unless if you're saying, hey, Nadine, I don't go no more than 5 miles from where I'm located. I guess a local only would be beneficial. But even then, I don't offer local only packages to anybody because in this time and age now, they're just not as beneficial. You've got to have some type of ad campaign, whether Google, Facebook ads, or most importantly, Google guaranteed, complemented along with the local listing is going to work, right? But if you're looking at a standalone, then I would say Google guaranteed. Okay.
Yeah. I don't really have a, online site anymore.
The website?
I was going to have to have somebody rebuild one for me because the other one wasn't really, I mean, it was like when I first started out. So
So you need a website.
The content's not there.
Yeah. I noticed that you didn't have the website. Do you still have the domain?
I don't know. I think so. I mean, I don't really know much about that.
Okay.
I could ask.
Even if you don't, we could probably purchase a new one for you. If you don't have a domain, let me see something here. Let me do this. I'm going to give me a second here, Phil. I'm going to try to see what I can do to help you on this, okay? Because definitely we want you to have a website. I'm asking my manager a question to see what we can do to help you because you were a client of ours for a very long time, up until 2023.
Yeah.
So, you know, closed mouth doesn't get fed, right? What's the worst they tell me? No, we can't do that, but we can do this. You know what I mean? It's like my husband tells our nephews, listen, if you don't ask a girl out on the date and you're too embarrassed, what's the worst she's going to tell you? No. So be confident when you're asking her out, you know? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's all, don't be afraid of no being the answer, you know? But if you don't ask, you're never going to know.
Right.
And I just start laughing. I tell my husband, I'm all, I can't believe you say that. He goes, really? He goes, because his cousin used to always say, wow, you're always asking girls out all the time. And then he starts laughing, right? Because he says, well, I mean, what's the worst they're going to tell me? No, I don't want to go out with you. I don't like you.
Right.
I'm like, oh, this guy's hilarious. Okay. So I hit up my manager, okay, and I let her know, listen, interested in the Google Guaranteed, Shell fulfills, that's probably going to be the better fit for you as well, the Google Guaranteed program. She said, we can rebuild you a website. It'll be a one-time $100 charge to rebuild the website. And then you'll have a $49 monthly hosting fee. Okay. That's for us to continue to host and maintain the website and optimize it for you. Okay. So, you pay the application fee today of $250 and you pay the $100 for the website. We're going to rebuild it. Okay. So it'd be $350.
Okay.
The following month, we're only charging you $49 for the website because you're paying that just monthly, $49. Once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, we'll call you to notify you and then to activate your leads within 3 days. Okay? Unless if you told us, no, activate them now or can you call me next week to activate them? Okay? So, and now like I told her, I said, listen, he was with us for like literally almost 4 years. You know, what can we do to help them?
Yeah.
So that's what she said that she could approve.
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Let me do this. Let me see here, Phil. I want to do a couple of notes real quick for you. You have a business logo, right? Do you still have a business logo? Let me look at your Facebook and see if there's one on there. Oh, there it is. The Phil's Plumbing and Construction, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Quick question. Aside from the plumbing, what else do you do? You're a general contractor too? Or not?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, general contractor. But I mostly just do the plumbing, though.
The plumbing. Okay. Do you unclog drains or repair any toilets?
Can you hold on just a second?
Yeah.
I have the vet calling and my...
Take your time. Get the call. I'll wait. Don't even worry. Take the call. I'll hold.
It's... They already called. It's... Uh-oh. We can go ahead.
Okay. If they call back, just tell me. Hold on, Nadine, and I'll hold.
Okay.
Oh, is your pet at the vet?
We're doing great now.
Are they at the vet right now?
Yeah, for some reason, he swallowed something and I had to take him to the ER, and man, it,
oh,
it
no.
They told me like $8,000.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
Yeah, for three or five, I'm in the wrong field. I mean,
yes. No
yeah,
kidding, right?
They you said $8,000 for, yeah, for 6 hours. Yeah. And,
oh
and I just
God.
Had a German Shepherd that he was old, but, this was like 4 months ago. And like, that's all I really love in life is like animals, right? And the German Shepherd that I had 4 or 5 months ago, they were doing blood transfusions, and I went through $28,000 in 5 days with them. Like they,
oh my God,
they sucked me dry.
Yeah, no kidding. You were working to pay the bill. Oh my gosh. You know, that's happened quite often, even with my in-laws, is, with their
really?
Dogs, they ended up with Doberman pinchers that have, I don't know, there's some type of thing that they carry. I think it has to do with cancer, but like every single one of them, like it was like thousands. My sister-in-law, they have a little, it's like a Maltese kind of type of Yorkie little doggy. And, my niece had her backpack open, and there goes Bruno, grabbed her protein bar, ate the protein bar, and I mean was vomiting and diarrhea all over the place. And they were panicked because the dog was becoming weaker, and they had to take Bruno. And my sister-in-law was like, we are at the ER. My daughter's freaking out, screaming hysterical, you know, because my Bruno's dying. And it ended up costing them $3,000 to just hydrate the dog and make sure that he had passed everything. My sister-in-law's like, oh my God.
Really?
She called my brother-in-law and said, listen, good thing he's a master mechanic. She's like, listen, I know you're at work right now because they own their own mechanic shop. And she's like, Bruno got really sick, and we're at the ER, and he's like, how much? She's all $3,000. He's all, what happened? He ate Victoria's protein bar. He's like, okay. He was like, I'll have to work on another
now,
you know? It's not cheap. It's not cheap. It's almost like taking care of a child, right?
Yeah.
Phil, I don't know if this is the same email address that you still use, but the one that we had on file is stealthhappy84@icloud.com.
No, I changed it to...
Okay.
Something
with
a
email.
Little more professional. It's Philip Hensley. Philip Hensley at Philly's Plumbing on Microsoft.com.
Okay. So I'm going to take this slow. Philip, do you spell it with one L or two L's?
Two L's. P-H-I-L-L-I-P.
Uh-huh.
Hensley. H-E-N-S-L-E-Y. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
At Philly's Plumbing. P-H-I-L-L-Y-S, plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And then .onmicrosoft.com.
Okay. Do you have access to your email right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I want to make sure that you get this email that I send you right now with the recap of the Google Guaranteed. So bear with me here.
Yeah.
Actually, let me send you, let's do it like this. Give me 1 second. I'll tell you once I send it.
Yeah.
Just because you've never received an email from us to this email address, it might wind up in your promotional box. So I just want to make sure you get it, because whenever we send you your receipts, it's going to go to that email, right? And I want to make sure that you're always able to get it.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is it that you have right now that's at the vet? Poor baby.
He's a German Shepherd.
Oh, I bet you a beautiful dog too, huh?
Yeah, he's all black, exactly like the other one that I had was all black. He weighed 155 pounds. He was a big dog.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I just sent it. Okay, Phil. You prefer for us to call you Phil, right?
You can call me
Phil or Philly or Philip, it doesn't matter.
Okay. That email would be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, just so you know.
Oh, I got it.
Beautiful. Okay, good. All right, so let's take a look here. Company name, Philly's Plumbing, LLC. Is your address still the 4190 45th Avenue Northeast?
No, it's not. It's
different now? Okay.
So I have a different address for the business that
okay.
the mail goes to from where I live, right? Because you don't want stuff going where you live, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want people knowing where you live, in other words.
You know, boy, yeah.
So the address,
yeah.
is it like a P.O. box or
for
what
the
is
business.
It? Okay.
No, it's an apartment. 739.
Uh-huh.
Girth Avenue, Northwest. Salem, Oregon. And then the zip code is 97304.
Okay. Is there an apartment number? Or anything like that, or just
it.
How it is? Okay, perfect.
No.
Okay.
Just how it is.
And that address won't show anywhere, just so you know. We like to have it on file. So when you,
yeah.
your license and the insurance is with that address as well, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, perfect.
Every license
awesome.
That I have is tagged to that address.
Awesome. Perfect. Only because, you know, Google, they like everything to match. Like when you're filling out your application, they want to make sure, oh, okay, that's the address that he put. You know what I mean? They're real,
yeah.
I don't want to say sticklers about
yeah.
it, but they prefer, you know, and I get it. Let me do this here. Now, I'm going to do this. On this phone number we're speaking on, you also get text messages, right? On this phone number?
Yeah, that's correct,
okay.
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you a text. It's going to have my contact information because I want you to have it for your records. Now, you will have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account, okay? So whenever you have updates,
okay.
questions, concerns, you're going to contact customer service. So you should have gotten a text with my number and my name and extension. I'm also going to send
yeah,
the one. It's going to say, let me go here. I'm going to send you this one. I want you to save our phone number in your contacts, Phil, under Local Splash, because whenever customer service, like, should reach out to you, they're going to call you from the 877 number, okay? And I just sent you that text.
Okay.
Also with, it'll show you our hours of operation as well, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And it'll say, and it's also going to include,
yeah.
okay, your username and password. If you look at that, it says, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. Username is your phone number with no dashes. Password is GoPhotos, all lowercase, one word. You would log in to
yeah.
localsplash.com to track your results with us. And our hours are always 7 to 4. We're on the same time zone. Make sure to save the 877
yeah.
number under Local Splash. This way, when we call you, you can identify, yes, it's that Local Splash calling me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm also going to set up a security question for you. Now, I don't know if you remember, okay, but your security
yeah.
question before was the city that you were born in. We had it listed as Huntington.
Yeah, that's correct. That's where I was
born. Do you
want
to keep the same security question or do you want to change it?
Oh, that's fine. We can just keep
it. Okay. Now, that security question is how you'll also identify if it's actually us calling you. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If, for some reason, they refuse to give it to you, then you disconnect the call on them. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Phil, the card that you're going to be putting on file, is that card in your
yeah.
name, the business name, or in both?
My name.
And is it just Philip Hensley, or is there like a middle initial?
Philip Hensley.
Okay. And is it the same billing address as the 739 Girth Avenue Northwest?
Yep, it is.
Okay. All right. Bear with me, my computer's slow. It's like I'm clicking and I'm like waiting for it to catch up. Okay.
Yeah.
And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is it a Discover?
The Visa card.
Okay. And what would be the card number whenever you're ready?
Four zero three three.
Uh huh.
8900. 0005. 6272.
Expiration month and year.
9 of 27.
And the CVV code on the back.
556.
Okay. Before I process this payment, okay, I'm going to walk you through what we call a voice verification recording. The reason is because I have you at a discounted pre-agreement, and it's actually an added form of protection for you that we send in writing along with your invoice. Okay, I'm going to go over if you need to cancel, just call 3 business days before the bill is due so you don't get charged. When I'm walking you through this, you know, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, please, Philip, do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? This way, I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Philly's Plumbing LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Philip Hensley, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes, like I said, when we call you, it'll be from that 877 number, and that's why I always want you to keep that saved in your contacts. Let's say you called us to make an update, right, and our team wasn't available to take your call. Please at least allow us up to 24 hours for them to return your phone call. Chances are they're going to call you a lot sooner, okay? But at least allow the 24 hours. Also, just keep in mind that once you start having more visibility online, you know, you might get a company that's trying to call you, trying to offer you other products. They're not associated with us, okay? We're not going to ask you for more money. In fact, that's why we put the security question so you can actually identify if it's us calling or not. Now, I want to also give you this example, okay? Some of my clients get called from a company called Yelp, which you're probably familiar with, right? Now, Yelp, they do online marketing for their specific directory, okay? If you ever get a call from them and you're interested in maybe possibly utilizing their program, do me a favor and call us first. Reach out to me because I can get you a more discounted rate, okay, if you're ever interested in that, okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
And just so you know, what this means is that, like, we're aware of what you're already currently doing. That doesn't interfere with what we're doing at all. But we're just saying, like, if you're doing any other type of online products, just let us know, just so we can make sure that it's not something we're already doing, because we don't want you, you know, investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, as a part of the verification process, okay, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner, and this is mainly because of the Google guarantee, okay? Now, that's going to include the business license, you know, the proof of insurance, the Google guaranteed application, and any other documents that they might need, okay? We kindly ask that you submit the documents within the first 7 days, okay? Failure to do the necessary documentation to get that over to us, in that time frame, it could result in delays, okay, or suspension of your account with Local Splash, not your profile. Okay. Do you agree to get those sent over to us within the first 7 days?
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 24th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $350. Okay. Now, what this is, okay, this is the application fee of the $250 and the one-time $100 charge for us to recreate the website, okay? Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. Basically, we're asking you to stick it out 2 months, okay? Now, what's going to happen from there?
Yeah.
You're automatically going to renew at the $49, okay? So basically, your monthly payments are going to renew on the 24th day of each month in the amount of $49. That's going to be the hosting fee, okay, for the website to maintain it.
Yeah.
And that'll be a monthly recurring charge. We're not charging you for the leads until you get approved, and then we call you to notify you of the approval and to activate it within 3 days, okay? You, however, may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Make sure that you speak with a live representative to prevent those charges for your next month of service, okay? Philip, make sure that you call the client support number at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge, okay? And we simply part as friends.
Yeah.
All right? There's no cancellation fee, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms, that the renewal monthly will be $49 for the hosting fee? Okay. And that if you need to cancel, at least make sure you call 3 business days before the billing date. Okay? So that way you don't get charged. All right. Perfect. Okay. So I'm probably going to need about maybe 7 more minutes, and then we'll be all done. How soon do you think you would be able to, how soon do you think you could fill out that application? It's literally like about 25 questions, the application.
Okay.
How soon do you think you might have that filled out? Like, do you need like about a day or two?
Yeah, just a day.
Okay. So what I want to do is schedule a client interview for you. What we're going to do is we're going to block out an hour. The client interview, it can take like about 30 or 40 minutes, but I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you tomorrow. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Are you pretty open?
Yeah, you can call me at any time.
Okay. So let me, do you prefer something like in the morning? Like what's your preference?
I don't know. Let's say 11:30.
11:30. Okay. I actually have an 11 to 12. Will that work?
Yep. That's perfect.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 11 and 12 o'clock. We'll call you from the 877 number. So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you and let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, okay, just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes and we will call you right back. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let me see here. I haven't charged it yet because I'm just having my manager add in that special code so that way we make sure you get that discounted rate. In the meantime, I want to get this invitation over to you so this way you have that there. Okay. And then I'll send you a reminder an hour before the interview just in case if you forget. So this way you have that friendly reminder.
Okay.
You know that that's the first email I've ever seen, the email that you provided with the Microsoft. I've never seen an email like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. I mean, I've seen the Outlooks. Yeah, so that's why I was like, okay, that's a pretty interesting email.
It's long, isn't it?
Well, but you know what, though? I see where you're saying, like, it's more professional rather than using, like, you know, your real personal one, right? You're using more one that's kind of, like, more leaning towards the business, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I say, like, I can see why you changed it. I know. I have so many. I still have a Yahoo email. I mean, I just got so many. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Do you remember AOL? My husband, we were just talking about that the other day. He was like, do you remember AOL? And I'm like, yeah, I remember. I'm like, do you remember, like, you couldn't use the phone and be on the computer at the same time? Do you remember that?
Really?
I'm probably telling you.
Yeah,
I'm probably telling
that.
You my age. Oh, my gosh. I'm probably way older than you.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and it was so funny because they were laughing because they said, you know, you probably don't remember the Yellow Pages. And I said, I sure do, being delivered the beginning of the year and at the end of the year. I sure remember that. They just started laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see here. So I sent you your invite, okay? And then let me just go here.
Okay,
and then you're going to have that My Site, and you're going to get a receipt sent to you as well. Okay, and then let me send you, I'm going to send you the application. Philip, when you're filling out the application for the Google Guaranteed, it's going to ask you how many employees do you have, okay? What it means is how many employees do you have that are actually face-to-face, okay, doing the bidding and collecting the money.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's only you, right? You don't have any of your employees doing that, correct? Okay. So what you're going to put when it's asking about your employees, you're going to put zero. Because if you put that you have an employee, right, they're going to want their information and run a background check on them. And if for some reason your employee has something on their background, it will automatically disqualify you. Okay? So you want to make sure that you only list yourself. When it's asking about the employees, you just put zero. And then anywhere that's asking for their information, you're just going to put N/A, not applicable. Okay? On that application that you're filling out, what it's going to have is just showing you that the we only need the certificate of liability insurance. It's one paper. We don't need all of them. Okay? And then let me see here. And Philip, you have like a driver's license or a passport, like a state ID, one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The reason that I say that is because Google uses two different companies. One is called Pinkerton. The other one is called Evident ID. Okay. Once we know who it is that's going to run your background check, we're going to notify you because you've got to be on the lookout. You're going to receive a text message or an email, and you got to follow the steps. One of them might ask you for your front and back copy of your driver's license, okay, because they're verifying it's you that they're running the background check on. The other one might tell you put your name, put your birth date, okay, so you just follow the steps. We'll notify you who it's going to be, so this way you're on the lookout for it, okay? Your Google business profile, okay, you're just going to add us on as managers. We're not going to mess with it, but you have to add us on as managers so that way we could link those reviews to your Google guaranteed profile so that those same reviews you have on your Google business profile page are going to also show up on your Google guaranteed profile, okay? The technician will walk you through it because we've got to be able to link them. I'm putting down that you have, because I did look it up, you have the license. Oh my gosh, it was the, hold on, let me go back. I just had it up because I saw it. Where'd it go? The one, okay. You have, it's the building codes division, the plumbing and electrical license is the one that you have. Shoot, what do they call it?
Plumbing.
You have, yeah, you have the plumbing one, but I'm trying to figure out if it's the C. Oh, my Lanta. Hold on. Let me go to this one. It's the, because I know they gave a whole bunch of different numbers on it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know why they do all that. Just, it's one or the other. Okay, so you have the Oregon Building Code. It's the C. Is it the RLC? Do you know if it's that one? Because it doesn't give me the name of it. Do you remember?
It's just, I just have a CCB license, and then I have a journeyman plumber's license, and then I have a plumbing business license.
Okay. So, because I know it says Construction Contractors Board, you got the CCB. Is it with the RLC, or is it with the, well, no, it's got to be that one, with the BCD. Is it like a PP or a PB?
Yeah, BCD.
PBE?
Yeah, it's my plumbing business license is PB2221.
PB. Okay, that's what it is. It's a PB. So I'm going to put, you got the CBB with the RLC PB. Got it. Oh my gosh, it's like got so many names on it. Lord have mercy. I'm like, geez, why has it got so many names?
Yeah.
Okay. I know, it's crazy, you know. I wouldn't even know what the heck it was. You know what I mean? I would be like, yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever that is. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you have the CCB with the BCD.
Okay.
Let me put that. CCB with BCD, which is the PB. I'm just going to put it like that. They'll figure it out when you upload it. My goodness, that's a lot of initials. Okay. And then the certificate of liability insurance, you have that one. Okay. When it comes to plumbing, you at least do unclogged draining or repair a toilet. Do Do you do either one of those? It just has to be one. I'm assuming the unclogging of drains.
Yeah, I do all of them.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
And then let me see what else is left here. Okay. Let me put my site has logo, has pictures. We are rebuilding. This way the technician will talk to you about that too. Okay. Okay. Give me one second here. Hours of operation, I see you're 24 hours.
Huh?
Okay.
Yes,
you
want to
keep it at that? Okay. Well, a plumber's job is never done. You'll never be out of work.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I'm going to tell them, I know you typically target about a 50-mile radius.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're filling out that Google guarantee, just know you can target wherever your license and insurance covers you. Philip, if you want to target by county or by city, you can do that. Okay, just so that you know.
Okay.
Once you are approved for the Google guaranteed and they notify you, they'll also let you know if you qualify for what they call, it's called like max bidding, right? What max bidding means, if you get approved for that, that means that you can choose to pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top. Okay? But that is upon Google if they approve you for that. Okay? So just so you know.
Okay.
And then I sent the application to you already. Okay? All right. So you're basically all set. Now the website, that'll be up and visible within 7 to 14 days. Okay? The team will send it to you to look at it to make sure you don't have any other changes to it. Remember, we can make changes at any time. Okay? Any other questions for me?
No, I think you've done pretty good.
Pretty much covered it. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it seems like the call is long, but I want to make sure like all T's are crossed, all I's are dotted. You know what I mean? So, Philip, I would like to be the
one
first. I want to be the first to welcome you again to our local Splash family. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to assist you with all of this. I am super, super excited for you. Okay. Any other questions
for
me?
You.
You're welcome.
No, I get splashed all day at work where I'm a plumber. But it's clean water there because it's from the apartment.
Thank goodness, right? Thank goodness. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, you have a good rest of the day. Okay. And then we will talk with you tomorrow. Okay, between 11 and 12 o'clock. All right?
Thank you so much, Nadine.
You are so welcome. It has been my pleasure. Okay, we'll talk soon.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I hope everything's good with your doggy.
Thank you. Have a good
evening. You too. Bye.